Welcome back to the show, John Murphy, with special guests, surprise guests, really. We have a couple of new guests here. We don't have Steve Tasker. He's away. He is out for a week and a half. But we do have a couple of special guests who surprised me by walking in right after the minicamp session. Head coach Sean McDermott, you're used to seeing here on the show. Coach, thanks for stopping by.
Good to be here with you.
Next to him, head coach Reggie Witherspoon, the head coach of the Canisius College Golden Griffins, the basketball Griffs. Reggie, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Murph.
Talk on the show for a change. I'm a season ticket holder for Canisius basketball, coach. I am a big fan. Reggie, you know, I got great seats, too. You don't pay attention to me. You're locked in. I am two rows behind the visitor's bench.
You're the heckler.
When the situation calls for it, I let the other coach know.
I got to start paying more attention to him because he could probably give us a little insight to doing, right?
At timeouts, maybe just take a glance over. Yeah. A friendly
I'm there
glance.
To help, friendly. Rich. I used to do that for Joe Mahalik at Niagara. I would sit behind the visitor's bench and work them a little bit.
Is that right?
Yes. I'll do it for you. Thanks for coming by. What brings you out here, Reg?
Well, I just came out to see Sean and see the Bills. You know, that's great. It's always great to be able to do that.
What'd you think of practice?
I loved it. I loved the pace of it, the rhythm of it, how fast it went, you know, how they got from one drill to another, how it was organized. I loved it. I really did.
Appreciate that.
You're coaching, Reggie, at Canisius in college basketball. You're coaching, what, 18, 19, 21, 22-year-olds? You're obviously indoors basketball. But what can you take from watching a NFL football practice that might help you set up a basketball practice?
The organization of it first. You know, I told you this before, Sean. It's amazing how you get that many guys mobilized and moving together. Mm. So to be able to see that, what did you have today? 90?
90.
I mean, that's you know, we try to get 15 guys to move like that. and then to be able to see them move together and be organized and be, you know, aligned correctly. I mean, that's something.
How do you do that, Sean? Where did you learn to do that?
Oh, well, you know, I kind of cut my teeth around Andy Reid, and that, you know, he's known for around the league. He's known for that in terms of his, the efficiency really of his practices and the flow and the pace, the tempo. You know, we try and get on and get off as quickly as we can and make the most of our time. So, and I think our players appreciate that. It keeps them off their feet as much as possible. And we, you know, I tell them we'll take care of you, but when we work, when we cross over that line, it's time to work.
Sean, when new guys come in, whether they're rookies or free agents from somebody else in the league, do you ever have to get them up to speed on how you practice? And how do you what happens? Is there a position coach tell them this is what we do? Be ready for this?
There's an adjustment. Let's just call it, you know, there's an adjustment period. And for some more than others, right? Probably no different for you, coach, when you're bringing a young player or a transfer, if you're able to get a transfer or what have you. I mean, and we refer to it as adjusting to our habits. And so from time to time, we'll film some of our habits that are going on, not just on the playing field, but what's going on around or how we transition. We will actually film that early on as we lay a foundation of what we expect and how we want things done. Because when you do the little things right, the big things are that much easier. Yeah.
It's important to know, Reggie, you're a lifelong Western New Yorker and a Bills fan, right? And you
Absolutely.
Have a connection. Your daughter has a job here, right, in the ticket office part-time?
My daughter Rachel works in the ticket office part-time, loves the Bills. They all grew up watching the Bills, and so it was exciting. Last year was just thrilling to be able to see all that happen.
He's bright. This guy, what he's been able to do, and just coming here to the Western New York area, being able to meet a coach and a man like Reggie and his staff and, you know, watch them and how they run their program. You know, I know he mentioned coming out here to learn, but, you know, I'm able to learn from watching him and his staff and what, again, they've been able to establish the standard which they expect to do things at and you know, really, as it says, you know, iron sharpens iron. So having people come in and visit is good for us, is good for me to continue to learn and develop in what I do.
Reggie, back for 2 years now as the head coach at Canisius, what have you got, like 35, 40 wins over the 2 years?
So we're at 39, yeah.
39 wins. Yeah. That's pretty good. Did you exceed your expectations?
You know, I don't know how you are, but I never really thought past, okay, just – you know, what are we going to do on this day? And I just try to keep the goals all short term and, you know, long term striving to get to a point where we could say, okay, we're, we could be a regular season championship. Now, I never thought it'd be able to do that that quick, but everything we're doing, we're trying to build to that. But I never thought, okay, we're going to have this many wins this year and then this many wins the next year. I just thought we got to get a staff and build this thing every day.
Who do you got coming back and who's coming in this year for the Griffs?
Well, we lost Jermaine Crumpton, who had a great year for
us. All-conference guy.
All-conference.
Niagara Falls.
From Niagara Falls, co-player of the year.
Yeah.
That's a big loss from a leadership standpoint, and he was the only guy that was there when we got there. And then Salvin Plenicich is we lost as well. And then we had two kids transfer, you know, DJ Heath and Spencer Foley. So we brought in four new guys that we think can really help us. It's just a matter, and I was listening to Sean, how quickly they can kind of pick up what we're doing. And hopefully it doesn't, you know, we can keep things moving at a pretty good pace.
Crumpton, pretty good size coach, might be, you know, this is the home of Chris Manhurts, Canisius basketball, the Saints tight end. Don't you think he can play? He's a physical force, Reggie.
It's funny, we had Chris in practice, and I was asking Chris, do you think Jermaine could? And he said, he took long enough to answer the question that I knew what the answer was. He didn't want to say no. Crump was going, no, I'm not.
He didn't want anything to do with it.
It's a little bit different temperament, right?
There's some hitting going on,
you know. And especially, you know, and I asked Chris, how did you know? Right?
Like, you know this guy?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, he was with us in Carolina for a year or two there.
Never played football, right, until he went to the NFL. He came here.
That's a heck of a temperament to be able to adjust to. And that, to me, is different than, like, Antonio Gates, who I coached against when he was playing basketball at Kent State. Because he played football before, you know, was really good at it, but just didn't play it in college.
Right.
Because Chris didn't really play football. He just kind of moved over and got it. I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Special. Yeah, yep. Special young man.
With Reggie Witherspoon, the coach of the Griffs, Canisius basketball, Sean McDermott is here. I got a couple of football questions for you, Coach. The end of minicamp, how did it go? What's your assessment? What's your kind of overview of what you guys got done here?
You know, we were able to move the needle a little bit this offseason. You know, certainly I would say two-thirds of our team overall is new, and that's somewhat the case every year. We're just in our second year right now, so we're a little bit, you know, still wet behind the ears in terms of our time here and our process here. I'll tell you what, I can't say enough about the effort, the focus, the time, the commitment of our players this offseason to what we've tried to get done, and it really starts with our staff, right, with everyone in this building. It's been a real team effort since day one when the players came in March, and we finished it up today, and the rookies will be here for a couple more days, and then they'll go off to where they're heading to this offseason.
The attendance was strong, right? I know these last 3 days, mandatory. You had no holdouts, no contract issues, but even before that, it looked like everybody was here almost every day. I didn't take attendance, but it seemed that way anyway.
Right. No, you're right. We had what I thought was pretty good attendance last season this time. Of year, and then this year, again, the needle moved in a positive direction. We had even better attendance this year. So credit to the players, also credit to the player-driven leadership. In fact, by holding people accountable, players wanting to be here, the culture that we've been able to build to this point, the great facility we have here, the energy around Western New York, and you experience it, I experience it. This is a great place to live, and the people that we're bringing here want to be here, and it's an exciting time to be in Buffalo.
Coach, Sean, you've been asked a lot about your quarterback picture already this spring, and you will be when 6 weeks when you get to training camp. Where does it stand right now, depth chart, rep chart, whatever you want to call it? How do you see those three? How have they worked through the spring, and what do you anticipate when you get to camp?
Yeah, all three young men have worked extremely hard. They're active learners, and they're really excited to grow. And they love to take coaching. They're leaders in their own respective ways. You know, as I've said before, AJ and Nate are working with the ones and twos, and Josh is working with the threes. Josh did work some with the ones this past week. We'll continue to do that periodically through training camp. And we're just going to stick with the plan and adjust it where and when need be. But I've been pleased with the work that they've put into this point.
I don't expect you to lay it out for us, but it sounds like, and I think you've said, you do have a plan, right, for the reps at quarterback, what you've done so far and what you're going to do in this summer in camp.
We do have a plan.
Would you like to lay it out? You need any audiovisual aids? No, but, I mean, no. You have something in mind how much work you want to get these guys.
We do. And you know, really from a rep standpoint, we've been able to get as close to even as you can this time of year. And so, you know, we'll take it one day at a time. We have a plan and an outline going forward. But you got to remain flexible. And that's not only the case at quarterback, but every position. And Coach knows this, that things change from one day to the next. And due to injury, due to other things that happen, and so we just have to stay fluid and positive at the same time with great energy.
Josh Allen, first-round pick, 7th overall. There will always be attention on a guy that comes in with that in his background. And I wonder if you feel there will be, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but just like a feeling that we got to get this guy in at some point. We got to get him to play because he is 7th overall pick.
Well, I think there's some truth to that, right? I mean, you pick a player in the first round, again, regardless of position, and you expect, fans expect that player to play at some point, and that's the case. Josh is going to play at some point, whether that's this year or next year, remains to be seen. At the end of the day, it's all about putting players in a position to be successful when they're ready. They'll go into the lineup and earning it at the same time. So the important part right now is we establish a good foundation of fundamentals, habits on and off the field, and that he is comfortable with each step in the process as we move forward.
Hey, let me just a couple other football questions for you. Sean McDermott, Reggie Witherspoon's with us as well. Coach McDermott, Steve Tasker and I have talked about it. Chris Browning and I were talking about it earlier today. At the receiver spot, it appears right now, outside looking in, you've got Calvin Benjamin and some untested guys, some unproven guys. Do you look at it differently? Do you see it differently when you look at that group maybe behind Calvin?
I do, somewhat differently. You know, we do have Calvin, and he's the one household name that we have. The other guys are not as big of household names at this point in time, but we had a lot of guys on our team last year that I would say weren't household names necessarily,
right?
Either.
You're right.
And so this offers a great opportunity to these young men to come in, have a strong training camp, and put their best foot forward. And help our football team win games this upcoming season.
There's a rookie I want to ask you about. He was on our show yesterday, Tremaine Edmonds, who, I mean, I said to him, you got a lot on your plate, and he just seems to accept it, right? I mean, everything you've asked him to do, he seems good with it. He doesn't seem overwhelmed at all. What do you see from him?
Well, to this point, he's veteran beyond his years,
yeah.
If that makes sense, for a rookie player. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I look out there and I forget for a moment that here's a rookie leading our defense in the middle of our defense as a primary signal caller, somewhat like running point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't pretend to know a whole lot about hoops.
No, you got that one right.
But it's important that he can orchestrate the defense and line people up and make the proper checks and then also make his own plays. And you can't forget about that, too, because I think I could line people up, but I'm not sure I could make the plays I need to make. So he's off to a great start. Coach Babich has done a phenomenal job, Coach Frazier, and that process will continue with Tremaine this offseason.
Reggie, Sean is right. You're point guard now, 2 years in. He came in and started right away pretty much, right?
He did, yeah.
Give me his name again. I can't.
Malik Johnson.
Yes, Malik. He's my favorite player on your roster.
And maybe some similarities in that Malik has an older brother who started at Indiana and has a father who coached.
There you go.
Who coaches now.
Yeah.
And so I think he has a feel and an instinct that accelerates his development a little bit. And I was listening to you talk about the quarterbacks too. You know, you have two guys that are with you for the first time, right?
Mm.
And you have one guy that's going in just his second year with you.
Right.
And so when you're going through that process, you're trying to figure out, let me see, what is he capable of now? How much can we give him? He's trying to figure out, what do they expect of me? And that it takes a while before you can say, okay, well, this guy is here, you know, because
right.
Every day you got to evaluate that and assess that to figure, okay, now he can handle this. Can we give him a little bit more? Is he ready for that? You give him too much, right? And now you got confusion. It looks like he's not good. Well, he's just not ready.
Right.
It doesn't mean he's not good.
Right. I got you. Hey, Sean, two more things I want to ask you about. This, we're moving into the 6-week period before training camp where it's been said before. I saw somebody mention it today, some coach in the NFL. It's a little bit unsettling when players get away from the complex, go back home, many of them, most of them, and you gotta wonder, are they going to behave? Are they going to continue to work out? Are they going to continue on the path we've tried to set them on? You must discuss that with your team, right?
At length and probably at nauseam for them.
Already? Have you had that discussion?
Already.
What are you telling them?
I'm always concerned about our players all the time, let alone for sure when they're not in the building. And the further away they get from us – the more concerned I get, just because life happens. Mm-hmm. And when you have, as Coach mentioned, 90, 89, 90 players, just statistically, you know, there's a better chance that something mm-hmm. could happen, life could happen. And so these are young men that are trying to make the right decisions. And so we just continue to hope and pray that those that they make the right decisions this time of year, specifically, but all year. And so, you know, that's a big point of emphasis for us as we start to go our separate ways for a few weeks here, as you mentioned, John. And every year it comes up, and you see something that happens. And, you know, God willing, nothing happens this year.
Yeah.
Just over the course of history, that this is the time of year, one of the times of years that of the year that things come up.
Sean, let me ask you one a little bit off-the-wall question. You're a Philadelphia native, sports fan, I'm sure, in Philadelphia, and a guy who was a longtime sportscaster in Philadelphia, Al Meltzer, you know that name?
I do.
He passed away. Did you see that? And he did Bills football. Reggie probably remembers. He did like 6 years of Bills play-by-play in between Van.
Is that right? I didn't realize that.
What do you remember about him growing up in Philly?
Oh, I mean, he was one of the faces and names of sports in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I grew up, I mean, you listen, you know, I'm sure we all can relate to a voice, a familiar voice that you may not see the face, but you hear the voice on the radio or the TV's on in the other room and you hear the voice. Mm-hmm. And you can associate it to who, right? And you grow up around those voices, and he's one of the ones I grew up around in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Did 6 years of Bills, Reggie, the famous O.J. years, the O.J. Were you alive even?
Absolutely.
How old are you?
Yes.
You're almost as old as me.
57.
Yeah. Yeah. So remember the famous O.J. call in 2000.
57 years young.
Yeah.
Coach, downtime for your players? You can take some downtime yourself coming up?
We will. Yeah, we will, and reconnect with my family and be a husband, father, and son, and spend some good quality time and be able to hit the reset button will be good.
What about you, Reggie? You take some recruiting is over, or you have periods this summer still? Or?
We still have. You know, here's what I say about recruiting. You have to do it every day. It's like shaving, right? You start to look a little bad, right? So so we got to do that. But, you know, we're trying to finish up our schedule. We have guys in summer school that are finishing up next week, and then we have our four incoming guys come in the week after.
And they can play a little bit, right, during the summer?
Yeah, we can work them out 4 hours a week.
Yeah.
And so that's on the court, and then they get in the weight room, and we're trying to kind of, again, habits, as you said. We're trying to develop some habits and see if we can kind of get them accustomed to what we're expecting of them.
Yeah. You guys, thanks. This is great. Two of my favorite coaches. Thank you.
Love it.
Thanks,
let's do it again.
Yeah. All right. Sean McDermott.
We'll keep adding coaches up there.
Send the table down there. Reggie Witherspoon, Sean McDermott joining us in studio. We got another hour to go. One Bills Live from One Bills Drive. And this is Buffalo Bills Radio.